The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. It's Thursday and this is my Trish Day. So I'm not sure, you know, that I just have totally messed this thing up, but I'm sure she's on her way in.
We appear to be Trishless.
We're Trishless this morning, but then again, she could have told me that she may not be making it today and I'm just, you know, I'm just clueless. And I'm kind of feel like I should be the star of the movie Clueless. Right now. Anyway, good morning, everybody. 5.5 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock, and the news is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Hilltop Drive, Tobacco and Brew has been with us literally since the very first show, August 4th, 2007, over at another not-to-be-named station, and been with us this whole time. And I just can't say enough about Shelley and how, you know, how Tobacco and Brew has been a part of our community and part of what we do for all this time. So I just want a big shout-out to Shelley and Jill, because Jill was part of this, too, for a long time. And the what they've done, not only just for us, but for everybody in this community, including a family whose home burned down, and it was a little girl's birthday. It was like the next day. And Shelley didn't even know these people, and she brought them in and gave just this huge birthday party for this little girl. Clothing, toys, everything. And, you know, you don't talk about it. And I talk about it now because it's been years later, but they don't do things for...
The kind of person she is.
Yeah, they don't do things to be recognized like that. Anyway, what's the weather look like today?
Well, it looks like more of the same. Sunny skies today, the high near the mid-80s. Going to stay that way all the way through Friday. Fairly nice weekend, about the same. Then on Monday, we move up into the 90s. Oh, boy. Possibility, though, some showers looking at the long-range outlook. Pretty sketchy right now. By next Tuesday and Wednesday, we may, emphasis on may, see some showers. Right now in Reading, we are at 54 degrees. The overnight low will be 50, and Shasta Lake remains 13 feet from the top where it's been for about 10 days now.
Gosh, can you believe 90 degrees?
Yeah.
Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. A better-known business, locally-owned business down in Anderson, Chuck and Judy Kenny. Give them a call, 365-3793. Discounts for seniors and veterans over there.
We, and people forget this all the time, we flirt with the century mark at Rodeo Weekend every year. And we have been known to break the century mark on Rodeo Weekend. So
pretty soon.
On the other hand, it's been known to rain cats and dogs on Rodeo Weekend. But
we've had, I think 2 years ago, we got rained. We didn't get rained out because you never get rained out at a rodeo. It's like a Cool April Nights thing.
But it just increases the mud.
It was coming down so hard. Linda and I are the only ones still over there in Rodeo Flats. Everybody had run for cover, but we'd brought ponchos. So we were sitting there. And I remember I was watching the girls, you know, they had the flags, the different sponsor flags.
Right, right.
And they were in that runway right there, you know, when you ride out to the, in the arena. And their heads were down. They were huddled on those horses. Their dreams were just pouring down on them. And when it was time to start, I tell you what, those heads came up, they set up straight, and boom, those horses came running out there, and they were going for it. I mean, it was great, absolutely fabulous, and that rain, and the cowboys riding, and you could just see them trying to pick a spot when they were going to come off, and hoping that they just weren't going to slide across the arena, which in many cases they did, but it was quite the evening, but then, you know, the rain stopped right after the grand entry, and then it didn't rain the rest of the evening, so it was pretty cool. Anyway, a lot of things going on today. Rick Bassetti's coming in, and general manager, that's right, Colt 45 getting ready to start, getting ready to kick that one off. We have, there's a lot of things happening today right downtown. One of them, of course, is a demolition party The demolition of the old Vickers building begins today.
Yeah.
Vickers begins today.
Boy.
And they're going to have a party from 5 to 7 p.m. right up the street from right here in the north end of the promenade between the hearth and the School of Medicine here and or the dental college and all that. And it's going to be right here. They're going to have hors d'oeuvres and beer and wine. And the whole thing is to celebrate taking down that old building and starting this new $38 million project.
As a youth, I recall being taken to shop at Dickers.
What did you shop?
It was a clothing store.
Oh, yeah. It was a clothing store. It wasn't like a department store or something.
No, they had other stuff, but their big claim to fame was clothing.
Okay, now everybody's saying this is a $38 million project here,
mm-hmm.
and they're looking at it to be as the beginning of that renovation down here. Of course, we beat them to it, you know, with us doing the new studios and all this. But
we're slightly
smaller scale, but we were still first, and then we're going to have this, and then the fire, or not fire, but the old police station behind us, that's going to go down. And then mm-hmm. they're going to start on the other area where the parking structures are.
Yeah.
And so this is just a five-year plan. And in the middle of this, they're going to start the new county courthouse.
Go ahead.
Well, there's a lot of construction jobs out. And from what I understand, some of the unions are looking to hire people and letting them join and waiving any of the union dues to start up with. I don't know if that one's true. I heard that one yesterday.
Collected on the backside.
Yeah. But still, because they need workers so badly around here.
I was pleasantly surprised to learn that the Stillwater sale is inching forward. That the council did.
We're gonna have Tony on next Wednesday. But yeah, the council said, "Well, let's pursue this.
Take the money and run, baby."
Well, you know what? The thing is I can't. You know what? I looked up the Pinelli company. This is a big company here. Mm-hmm. These guys started. They've got offices in Europe and Canada. They have. This is not just like a small. You know, hey, I want to buy a. You know. 40 acres and build a movie company there. No, this is, they want it all. Mm-hmm. And these guys put together groups. Now, that there was one thing in there that said if they cannot sell the property, they don't have to buy it.
Mm.
I'm pretty sure that, you know, they had one of those in there that says if we can't get our investors to, you know, to push in on this, to do this, then they have an opportunity to jump out.
And we are in California, folks.
So it's not. I just want to make sure that people know that this is not this part yet. You know where they say it's a fait accompli.
We have been teased.
No, we've been teased before.
Yeah.
So let's just keep our fingers crossed and make sure and just see what is going to happen down here. But at least this is a big one. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, this is big. They're coming out here. They're looking. They've got offices in California, so they understand California.
Apparently,
also, the main offices are right there.
According to the chat room, apparently there are some surveyors that have been spotted in the field out there in that vicinity. So that's usually the sign of something afoot.
We like that.
Yeah.
Hey, we're going to take a break, but before, I want to remind everybody about the 1020 Spaghetti Dinner fundraiser. They're supporting the final $20,000 payoff of the U.S. Air Force Monument, which is being held. They've got it chained in a room. Oh, no. It's out there already at IGO. And if you want to come down to the Anderson VFW Hall on Saturday between 5 and 9 p.m., you can get a plate full of spaghetti hosted by Kathy and Millie, formerly of the Classic Cafe.
Yeah.
I talked to Kathy the other day, and, you know, they're just getting along fine. They're gardening, and she's raising citrus trees.
And traveling, I understand.
Yeah, they're doing all that stuff. But this is going to happen this Saturday, and for more information, give a call to 365-9650 for this 1020 spaghetti dinner. Now, on the same day is the Military Order of the Purple Heart Reading Chapter 2001 golf tournament. And this is a major fundraiser for the Military Order of the Purple Heart, who give out scholarships. I have a scholarship program. They help with veterans that are in problems with electricity. They had one veteran mm-hmm. had a disabled veteran. Got his electricity turned off, and they were right there to help him get it turned back on. And go in and talk to REU several years ago. I was fortunate enough to be in that meeting.
Coolness.
We got to find ways of making sure this doesn't happen again. Anyway, they're giving financial assistance to local veterans and their families, awarding scholarships to local high schools, colleges, and they support the VA clinic. So many great things about this. For more information, contact the chairman, Bill Filan, 339-5449. It's going to be out at Gold Hills Golf Club. It's going to start at 1. They have two holes in one that have cars there, provided by Crown Motors and Lithia Chevrolet. That's grand prize for hole one. Can you imagine?
Yeah.
Then what happens? Do they just give you the keys right there and you drive off?
I imagine there's a fair amount of paperwork.
I'm sure there's probably
involved.
Some paperwork, yeah. I don't think there's a 10-day waiting.
No, not yet. Now, if vehicles continue to be used
to
as
kill people.
Weapons.
Oh, which, okay. All right, that's Saturday, May 5th. That's two great things. Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
I found a love for me. Darling, just dive right in. Follow my lead. I found a girl, beautiful and sweet.
Shasta Danbury presents the annual Boomtown Festival, celebrating the people of Shasta Lake City and the community they love. This Friday, enjoy the Big Idea Science Fair at the Shasta Dam Visitor Center starting at 9 a.m. and the Youth Leadership Welcome Party, 6:30 p.m. at the Heritage Roasting Company. Saturday's Pancake Breakfast is 6 to 10 a.m. at the Shasta Lake Fire Hall, followed by the Boomtown Parade. Shop the plant sale on Shasta Dam Boulevard noon to 4 p.m. and party in the park all day with live music, free kids activities, and health fair, craft and vintage fair, and plenty of food and drinks all in Claringle Park. For more information, go online to ShastaDanbury.org and follow their Facebook page. Celebrate the heritage of Shasta Lake City at the Shasta Danbury Boomtown Festival this Friday and Saturday.
The best of the best meet up May 16th through 19th as Wranglers and Leather come together to celebrate 70 years of Redding rodeo history. The toughest competitors challenge the best rodeo stock on the West Coast with four nights of pure adrenaline pumping excitement. Opening night, the extreme bull riding event, barrel racing, and the insanity of the wildly popular chuck wagon races. Purchase tickets for the May 12th stake feed and rodeo tickets online at RedingRodeo.com or at the rodeo ticket office on Auditorium Drive. Sponsored by Foothill Distributing, McConnell Foundation, and California Highway Patrol.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
May is First Responder Month, and KCNR 1460 joins with our community in a salute to law enforcement, fire, and medical personnel.
Everyday Fitness would like to thank the first responders of Shasta and Tehama County for putting their lives on the line every day for our great community. Because of your service, you allow all of us to live a better quality of life. Thank you again from Everyday Fitness.
To those who run toward danger when the alarm sounds, a heartfelt thank you from your community and Free Fire Media. It is tough establishing a new business in California, and even tougher if you're trying to understand the multiple laws that seem to have no other reason but to make your life harder. How do you deal with those legal hurdles while trying to build this new business or expand an existing one? By having your own qualified expert assist you. Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in business law and is well-versed on the morass of legal questions facing a California business. Douglas Wright, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or DouglasWrightLaw.com.
And now, back to our show.
I've been running through the jungle, I've been running with the wolves.
Welcome back. The
Free Fire Radio here with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. And yes, Trish is on her way. She had a house emergency this morning, and she left me a message, so she's going to try and get in here at 8 o'clock, which is cool. Because we miss Trish on Thursdays. Good morning.
We miss Trish the dish.
This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. You know, in the paper the other day, one of the local businesses called Global Flex of Reading was named Small Business of the Year for the Sacramento District, which is probably all of Northern California. And they gave a lot of credit to Cornerstone Community Bank for helping them get started and expand like that. So it's just another example of how they are moving local dreams forward. Head on down to 1845 California Street to the newest branch, or, of course, the main branch at 150 East Cypress Avenue, which they are now moving that. You know, they bought a building in the Cobblestone Shopping Center.
They're kind of the Goldilocks Bank. You know, they're big enough to have some clout and small enough to still care about the community.
Yeah, they can still fit into a medium-sized building and not have to take up a very large building.
They're a part of the community, and henceforth the name.
Henceforth. Okay.
I like whipping out those words once more.
11,000, Doug Amalfa, Congressman Amalfa, will be on tomorrow, but he was in town today or yesterday turning in at the county, clerk, almost 11,000 signatures as part of over 900,000 that were collected during the state to put an initiative out for the people on ending the gas tax. The Moffa says that the money is there already. He's not against rebuilding our roads and fixing our roads or any of that. He just says it's there. We got a $6 billion surplus. We collect plenty of money for the roads, but it goes to other things. It doesn't go to the roads. It goes to things like the high-speed rail, which is it has something to do with transportation. I just would hate to think that all that money that's out there that should be used on bridges and roads and all this is going into a rail boondoggle that's not going to work. But so they only need 600,000 signatures, and they turned in over 900,000. Now,
I understand the feds are looking into this going, what are you doing?
Well, the feds are looking at the high-speed rail saying, wait a minute, you're getting several billion dollars from us. How are you using this money? This is not you, right now. San Diego has now been taken off one of the destinations there. Now it's just Los Angeles to San Francisco, maybe. So but they should be looking at it. Everybody in California ought to go back and take a deep breath and look at this high speed rail and say, are we ready for this yet?
And technically speaking, it's a slightly faster than average rail.
There may be times that it's going very fast, but then it has to slow down and go through towns, and they don't have the tracks. They have to share tracks.
They don't have right of way.
They don't have right of ways. I mean, this whole thing is such a boondoggle. Anyway, but they've collected now as the one and going back to this gas tax that raised everything 12 cents a gallon and more. That the experts say, okay, well, you're going to get a lot of signatures, because that's easy. Oh. Repeal taxes. But once the fight started, because they're going to show it, well, this $7 million is coming to, or $2.6 million is just coming to Reading out of that new gas tax to fix roads here. And we have not had our roads resurfaced or anything in a long time. And they're going to show where it's going to be used here. It's going to be used here. There's that gas tax is going straight out there to help, to build these, rebuild bridges, for roads, all of these things.
I'll believe it when I drive it.
Well, again, the government. People don't trust the government, and for good reason in many cases. Let's go to the phones. Roberta, good morning.
You disagree with my child. You disagree with my childhood memory.
I sure do. Dickers was the everything store. If you needed a gift for somebody, you went to Dickers. If you wanted bedding, blankets and pillows and sheets, you went to Dickers. And if you wanted something decorative for your home, you went to Dickers. It is true that they did have their clothing department too, but it was a true department store.
That's what I had heard. That's what I had heard, but I wasn't going to argue with you know, the local intel.
My recollections probably spring from the fact that each August I would be dragged down there to obtain clothing for the upcoming school year. So that was my perception from during those tender years. So I will bow to.
It was so wonderful in Reading at that time because. When you went shopping for school clothes, you could go downtown and you had Penney's and Ward's and Dickers and three or four shoe stores, and you could do everything within a couple of blocks.
Well, maybe we need to have another one of those little department stores like that because, you know, we've just lost Sears. And imagine having a nice little department store downtown that had, you know, things you could go in there.
Yeah.
I don't know if you can still do it, though.
Now it's all Amazon.
That is true. Now, when Dickers was originally, it was across the street. And then they had a huge sewing store with material. And so you walked into the store and you could go upstairs to shop for clothes, or you could go downstairs in the basement and find everything you needed to make your next dress.
Well, you know what, Roberta? They're having the demolition party tonight from 5 to 7 p.m. right down here on the north end of the plaza. So if you want to come down and lift a glass of wine in remembrance,
you are invited. I was at the demolition of the mall, and I remember it was in the middle of winter. I think it was January, and it was raining like crazy, and we were standing there and watching them with their wrecking ball. I can remember doing that with my children who are in their 40s now.
So. Okay, Roberta, thanks a lot. You know what?
All right,
take care. Take care, Roberta. Yeah. You know, that's kind of cool.
Downtown used to be really, really interesting. California Street was home to several establishments, but Market had just this beautiful old building, some of which have seen the light of day again. But in hindsight, I think that the destruction of downtown, which was the result of the Great Mall project, is something we will never recover. Because I have been in other towns now where they preserved their downtown flavor.
Isn't it nice?
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Downtown Grants Pass, area. Yeah.
Well, you know what?
Even
with
Orville.
Orville is very surprising. Has great shopping, according to Linda down there.
Yeah.
Red Bluff. Red Bluff's got a great area.
You could spend the whole day antiquing down the streets of Red Bluff.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now, I've got two mini rants. I may save one for tomorrow, but here's the one. Uh-oh. The girl in the Chinese dress. Have you heard about this? This young lady
from Utah, it sounds like a
bad movie. She found this dress in an antique shop. She said it was a beautiful dress, and she wanted to wear it to her prom. So she wears it to her prom. It's a Chinese, you know, the traditional Chinese dress. Yeah. So they take photos, and it goes on her Facebook account or Twitter account, whatever account she had. This thing has caused a battle now because she's been accused of appropriating a culture by the libs. I'm not kidding you. The social justice warriors, the SJW, are out there saying she had no right to do this. She doesn't know anything about the culture. How dare she wear a Chinese dress? And so I swear, they're saying these things. Well, she doesn't know it. And the girl goes, I just thought it was really beautiful, and I just wanted to wear it. I wasn't trying to disparage the Chinese culture. And she wasn't. And this is how far we've gone now that says, okay, since should white people stay in their own lanes and only wear white people clothes? I mean, you can't wear Asian clothes, you can't wear Hispanic clothes, you can't. I mean, are we also appropriating their culture if we use chopsticks, drink sake. How about if we eat sushi? Are we really?
That mean I should not patronize my favorite Chinese restaurant because I'm hijacking their culture?
I'm thinking it must be things like they say it like that. And then what about the other cultures doing things like wearing suits and ties and things like that, and or being, you know, or making movies that started here? Wait a minute. This is our culture. We started this movie thing.
When I go to Puerto Vallarta and it's a birthday and they clomp that big silly sombrero on my head, is that hijacking the culture?
Obviously it is, according to social justice warriors. Now, here's the other part.
Get a grip.
This picture has just gone massive in mainland China, her photos. And guess what? The totally overwhelming response to those pictures is positive, saying how, oh my gosh, she looks beautiful. How nice for her to wear this. You know, she should come to China and wear, you know, and come here for photo shoots. I mean, just all these types of things from China. They thought it was great. It was social justice warriors here. How can you even argue that with a straight face, frankly? Oh, so does that mean that I'm just aghast at this whole thing about that where she was appropriate because she didn't understand the culture? Well, how do they know that? She saw it in an antique store, thought it would be beautiful. And they're saying, well, she just wore it to get attention. Excuse me, what woman buys a dress and goes to prom, goes to senior prom, and doesn't want to be noticed? I'm sorry.
That's the point of the exercise.
You know what? But to hear this like this, this is where we've gotten with parts of our society. Their head are so far up their rear ends that they're going to need a plate glass window put into their stomach to see where they're going. I truly believe.
Can we get any further in the weeds with this stuff?
No, and I've got another one for tomorrow that's even better than this one. You know what? I used to go and find Rant of the Week, but it's so easy now. It is so easy now to find these stupid things these stupid people say and believe. Here's the worst part. They believe it.
Yeah.
Okay. Got to take a break.
Grow a skin.
A young girl, yeah, grow a skin. All right. Well,
I was uptight. Want to let loose. I was dreaming of bigger things and want to leave my old life behind. Not a yes, sir. Not a follower. Fit the box, fit the mold, have a seat in the foyer. Take a number. I was lightning before the thunder.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Thanks to you, our royal guests, Wind River Resort and Casino is celebrating 25 years at the river. Prepare yourself for incredible entertainment, promotions, prizes, giveaways, gaming, food, and fun all month long. Over $100,000 in prizes. Don't miss your opportunity to win a tiny house RV. So grab your friends and come celebrate 25 years at the river with us, May 1st through the 31st. There's so much going on. Download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino. Join us at Wind River Resort and Casino's Overtime Lounge as we make your Wednesdays more entertaining with Comedy Night. Enjoy a comical, knee-slapping good time with live comedians every Wednesday. Show starts at 8. What would be great after a long day at the office? Drinks, laughs, hoots and giggles with friends, and a live comedy show every Wednesday night. Enjoy the humor with different comedians every week. No cover charge. For all the details, log on to windriver.com. Must be 21 to attend this hilarious event. Comedy is better at the river.
May is First Responder Month, and KCNR 1460 joins with our community in a salute to law enforcement, fire, and medical personnel.
I want to thank our first responders in Shasta and Tehama County. The lives you save and the property you protect help us enjoy our wonderful Northern California outdoors. This is Jeff Avery, State Farm Insurance Agent, and I want to thank you again for all you do.
To those who run toward danger when the alarm sounds, a heartfelt thank you from your community and Free Fire Media. Be careful posting on social media when leaving town for any period of time. With 66% of all burglaries being committed by someone who knows the victim, sharing where you'll be and how long you'll be gone is a sure sign that your home or business is vulnerable. That's all someone from your social media sphere needs to start scheming their way to your essentials. Wait to post those pictures from Hawaii till after you're home, and you'll save yourself some peace of mind knowing your valuables aren't being taken while you're away.
This security moment brought to you by North State Security, an ounce of prevention. Since 1968.
Conservative? Flaunt it. Call Carl and Linda right now.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studio. It's KCNR 1460. With Carl Bott, Linda Bott, Trish Clark. None of whom are here today, but they are on their way.
You know what? It's probably that part where you can just push a button and it's an electric charge just lifts me and pushes me out of that bed in the morning. It's like a shock collar. And I still haven't figured out where Linda hides that button, but I'll find it out. 25 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock, it's 50 degrees, going up to 84 today. Now, it's getting warm enough that you used to be taking your little animals with you on trips downtown. Don't do it anymore. They'll die in the cars there. But it's also going to be 90 by Monday. It's a good time to talk to Alliance Heating and Air. That's right. They've been in the business here for over 25 years. It's a better-known business. They've been voted best in the North State, and there's a reason why. They are the best. Give them a call, 221-2642, or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Have them come over and take a look at your air conditioner. Make sure it's working before we start kicking these things in full-time. Alliance Heating and Air. So today I'm joined by Bruce Ross. Good morning, Bruce Ross.
Good morning, Carl Bott.
Who is the president. Well, besides working, you're the senior guy for Brian Daly up here.
Yeah, that's correct.
That's correct, but that's not why you're here today. You're also the president of the Shasta Elementary School.
Reading Elementary
School. Reading Elementary School District.
I'm on the board.
You're on the board.
It's like being
there.
The mayor. They you know, it's on the draw board. Short straws each year.
But we're also here with Rob Adams. You are the superintendent of the Reading Elementary Schools?
That would be correct.
Okay. So we've got you both here. Now, people will say, so what's going on? Well, if you read the paper or if you've kind of been listening to what's going on, there's going to be an election coming, or there's going to be an election coming
June
up 5th. Here, June 5th. Is he turned on?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
I am sure.
Okay. Talk some more there.
I'll talk all okay. you want.
There you go. We
there
just
we
had
go.
To turn you up. That's a little bit.
Nobody ever says, Bruce, talk more.
Get those bell tones fixed.
That's right. Just get in there closer there, buddy. Okay. And there's going to be an election. There's going to be a bond issue.
There is. Well, yes, there's a measure.
Among
on the
other things.
Yeah, measure B.
Measure B. What is that?
What is it? Rob, you want to start?
Well, Measure B is about investing in our schools. Reading Elementary School District, the last time they went out for a bond was in 91, and so that bond is actually ending in the next 3 years. And so we used that bond to really build a new school in Reading. Turtle Bay was built mm-hmm. with that bond, and we built some other buildings in the Reading Elementary School District. And we used to have aging facilities, and so we do a good job in trying to maintain our buildings. We always put maintenance in our budget, but we have facilities that are between 50 to 80 years old, and when we're talking about roofs and electrical and plumbing, we just need to replace those things. We need to invest in
so upgrading them. What kind of problems are you having? I mean, when we talk about it, like when we talk about the police station over here, and they mm-hmm. said it was bad shape. It's bad shape. I said, well, I don't know. I've been over there, and I've seen the water cooler caught on fire. I said that to me seems like a problem. And then the sewage backed up into the interrogation rooms. And I said, okay, that's one you can point at. And then the roof leaked everywhere.
Right.
So I mean, these are the kind of things when you start hearing these kind of like specifics. So what kind of problems are we having over there? Are they just there where you've got your kind of like the little boy putting his fingers in the dike to hold things?
Well, I don't know if it's like that, but you're talking about sewage systems that are 50 to 80 years old, and so we do have sewage issues. Our roofs leak from time to time. We repair them, of course, but mm-hmm. they just need to be repaired, and they need to be upgraded and modernized. Our electrical systems are still – many of them are still original electrical systems.
From how long ago?
Well, Cypress School was built over 80 years ago, so the electrical system in there, the sewage, the plumbing, the pipes that are in the ground and in the walls are also 80 years old. So
your your electric in there is 80 years old.
Yeah.
And Manzanita was built in 48, the original.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, I was picking up my kids from school the other week, and there's guys jackhammering out the pipe as they're going past, and I was like, hey, Sophia, that's the kind of thing we're going to fix with the bond, you know, because I don't even know what that was all about, but there were.
Okay, so the bond's going to be there to repair, and is it going to be to build new schools or just repair the ones that are out there?
No, it's about repairing the ones that we have, yeah.
Okay, and how much is this bond for?
$28 million.
Okay.
And it's an extension. It's not really a new bond, so our current bond will be running out, and so we're just wanting to extend that bond.
When does that run out?
It runs out in 2022.
So the current important point, I think people look at their tax bill, and there's five bonds currently on the tax bill. You know, they add up. This one's actually going to be at a lower rate than our current one. So it was the Reading Elementary School District a couple years ago, it was as high as $145 per 100,000 of assessed value. So if you have a $200,000 home, that'd be, you know, almost $300. It's down now to about 45. Is that right?
That's right.
We're going to drop it to 30 and extend it there. So it's not a new tax being added to your bill. It's going to drop a little bit and be extended. Yeah.
It's going to be on the. It's going to be based on. So the original Turtle Bay bond is going to be the amount's going to be dropped.
Yes,
that's right.
Correct.
Okay, so what you're saying is then the one you're paying on now, and how much is that? Do you know?
How much was it originally?
Yeah, how much was it originally? Yeah, I mean,
I think it was $32 million originally.
Okay, but how much? So, but what you're saying is if you're paying $45 per
100,000,
you're going to drop it to 30.
30, yeah. Right.
It was as high as about $145.
You say there's five bond issues on the ballot?
I think not on the ballot, on your tax bill.
Oh,
I think
the tax bill, yes.
There's a couple from the college, a couple from the high school district, and one if you live in the Reading School District.
Yeah, you know, for somebody who doesn't have kids.
Right.
Which you're going to run into. But here's also what I believe. I know Bruce Ross, and I know if you're telling me this, that these schools need to be repaired. And not that they, not because Rob doesn't say it too, of course. But so what we need to do is keep these schools going. And is it just going to be just for repair? Are they going to be able to get things like new computers or anything like that?
New computers.
No.
You know, I think technology is a, you know, in our list of things we could do with it. You know, we did a facility study, though, I think almost 2 years ago.
2 years ago, yeah.
And it found $54 million worth of needs in just roofs, window upgrades, plumbing, et cetera. We haven't waited to jump into that. We've done several million dollars worth of work already, you know, and just kind of like...
Where'd you get that from?
We took out 0% loans. Reading Chamber of Commerce helped us out and gave us some 0% loans. So we've taken out 4, I believe, 0% mm-hmm. loans over the last 8 years. And so we're paying off some of those loans as we go. But, again, that takes money from our general fund to be able to pay off those loans. Mm-hmm. This bond measure will actually not remove money from our general fund that we're using to do things like music and so on, the things that we enjoy for our kids to do in our schools. So we have taken out those loans because we need to do some of that work. We can't wait to do that work because kids are sitting in that building now, and we don't want them to sit in facilities that aren't safe. So we have done the work and taken out the loans, but now we would love for the for our district to continue the investment in education and for the kids' future.
Yeah. But, you know, technology is an interesting thing. We've actually, the district has invested a lot of money in technology the last several years. We have, you know, one-to-one Chromebooks down to
third grade.
You know, and that's the future. That's the world our kids are going to be living in. Very important. But, you know, in terms of a bond, I'm not, just as a financial matter, as a taxpayer, I don't see taking out a 30-year loan on a bond to buy a computer that might be obsolete in, you know,
5 years.
If you get 8 years out of it or 10 years, you're pretty excited. So, you know, as a financial matter, that doesn't make any sense. I think we're going to be, speaking just as one board member, and I know Rob would surely agree, is that, you know, you want to put that money into something that's going to get long-term value.
Substantial.
You know,
right.
You can get a 30-year roof.
As a person that I'm a lifetime resident of Reading, I grew up in the elementary district I now work in. My parents still live 2 blocks from the school that I went to school in, Cypress. And I've watched my parents pay on that loan, that tax bill, over their lifetime of living there for 58 years. They've lived in that home. And so I know what the cost is for a taxpayer to invest in their local schools. It's a good investment, and so it behooves us as educators and as people that take that money to use it wisely and spend it on something that's going to last over the lifetime of that bond and beyond. So
okay. Well, I'm here with Bruce Ross and Rob Adams. Rob is, of course, the superintendent of the Reading Elementary School District, and Bruce is the president of the board, and we're here talking about a bond,
Measure B,
Measure B that will put that would do repairs on our buildings here, not for pay, not for other things, but to repair buildings, to repair the roofs, repair electrical pipes
windows,
and all that.
Windows.
I want to take a break because I have a couple other questions I want to ask you, too. This portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. If you're looking for a place that is a full-service jewelry store, look no further. Four Winds Jewelry, everything from watch repair to exotic gems from all over the world. Four Winds Jewelry, it's right there. Linda loves to spend her time there when I'm out turkey hunting. Knowing that at least that she can get something to bring home where I don't usually. 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Reading. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Four Winds Jewelry.
Meet up May 16th through 19th as Wranglers and Leather come together to celebrate 70 years of Reading rodeo history. The toughest competitors challenge the best rodeo stock on the West Coast with four nights of pure adrenaline-pumping excitement. Opening night, the extreme bull riding event, barrel racing, and the insanity of the wildly popular chuck wagon races. Purchase tickets for the May 12th steak feed and rodeo tickets online at readingrodeo.com or at the rodeo ticket office on Auditorium Drive. Sponsored by Shasta.com and the new Sheridan Hotel.
Shasta Danbury presents the annual Boomtown Festival, celebrating the people of Shasta Lake City and the community they love. This Friday, enjoy the Big Idea Science Fair at the Shasta Dam Visitor Center starting at 9 a.m. and the Youth Leadership Welcome Party, 6:30 p.m. at the Heritage Roasting Company. Saturday's Pancake Breakfast is 6 to 10 a.m. at the Shasta Lake Fire Hall, followed by the Boomtown Parade. Shop the plant sale on Shastadam Boulevard noon to 4 p.m. and party in the park all day with live music, free kids activities and health fair, craft and vintage fair, and plenty of food and drinks all in Clare Angle Park. For more information, go online to ShastaDanbury.org and follow their Facebook page. Celebrate the heritage of Shasta Lake City at the Shasta Danbury Boomtown Festival this Friday and Saturday.
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there three different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Radola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goal. I can provide you with full credit report and in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Radola, 941-3021, or on the web at jrdebtconsulting.com. Your local choice in credit repair.
KCNR Free Fire Radio, your town hall of the airwaves, is ground zero for the renaissance of downtown Reading. Our state-of-the-art on-air studio is under construction right now, so you might hear a bit of hammering in the background. We're upgrading our sound and control systems, so you may occasionally hear a little glitch, but bear with us, we will keep it to a minimum. And we will be expanding our presence with an FM channel and an exciting launch into video on YouTube Live. KCNR, Free Fire Radio. Join in the conversation.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr14.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studio at the KCNR 1460 in the middle of bail, in the middle of a bond issue.
Bond B.
Measure B.
Measure B.
There's a Measure A, which is up in the city of Shasta Lake, and then we're
right. Okay, we're Measure B here, and that's for the Redding Elementary School District. And I've got Rob Adams here, who is the superintendent, and Bruce Ross, who is head of the board, the school board. And there are others. Some questions are coming in here. Enterprise has theirs, but that doesn't – you're in two different districts that you're talking about.
Yeah, Enterprise runs the elementary schools, K through 8, through 8th grade, on the east – pretty much on the east side of town. We're on the west side. That's the very simple version. There's actually – I was looking at the map the other day. There are no fewer than 8 school districts that touch part of Redding.
Right.
So it's a pretty – fractured system, but
okay. So this bond, let's talk about something I mentioned. What about the old lottery? You know, they kept telling us this is going to fix the schools. How much from the lottery comes really? You know, how much of the budget of the schools?
That's a question I hear raised a lot. I didn't live in California in the 80s, so I don't know what the pitch was when they were trying to promote the lottery. It does help. I think overall it's about 1.5% of the education budget in California comes from lottery money, which is great. You know, every bit helps, but it's not. It's not a game changer, you know, and I always tell people, you know, how much money do you pay in property taxes? Now, how much money do you spend on lottery tickets? Because if you're spending anywhere close to as much on lottery tickets as you spend on your property taxes, then, you know, you might need an intervention.
Okay, Rob, for the when we talk about things all this money is going to repair the schools. This isn't going for salaries. It's not going in retirement. This is just strictly fixing problems that we have in the Redding Elementary School District for our children, kind of an investment in our kids. How much of this is going to be used, you know, of these things that are going on out there in the world, horrible things, for security and toughening up our the outer defenses?
It's definitely on the conversation of everybody's minds, staff, students, parents. The Redding School District has always been proactive. Many of the QZAB loans that we've taken out the last 8 years have gone towards doing safety items. All of our schools are fenced. We do have security cameras up. We just put in with a loan that we took out. We just put in a new alert system and a new security system for all of our campuses just this year. And we'll continue to do those things with this bond as well. Many of our fire alarm systems in our schools are very outdated, and our fire chief has told us for many years that we need to update that, and that's currently on our list for this bond. So security and safety are still are very primary. I know we're working with a parent at Turtle Bay right now, trying to come up with other ways that we can assess how our schools can be improved as far as security and safety goes. But it's definitely on our list. It's always on our mind, and we always think about that. But I'm very proud of our district in the sense that we've been proactive already and have many things in place, and we'll continue to work on those things. And it's on our list in this bond as well.
I'm not going to ask you for specifics because I wouldn't do that, because then it's really people don't need to know the specifics of it. I would hope, though, that you would be able to do things that would protect the windows and so kids, you know, they can't see in and all those kind of things
right.
That work, and it's not that expensive. I think it's important that we tell everybody understands that this is going to kick off. This bond issue comes at the end of the other bond issue, that it's not going to be a combination. And if anything, what you're paying right now is going to drop if Measure B, is that true?
Correct.
B gets passed, it's going to drop your property taxes.
Mm-hmm. It's currently, I think, at about 40. The last tax bill is about $45 per 100,000 of assessed value. It'll go down to about 30. So we're not going to issue it in phases. We're going to kind of stagger the money out as opposed to getting one big upfront slug that we can, not, you know, just respect people's money, you know.
Okay. So, what are the, so you say there's a lot of questions on this that are coming from people, like some of the ones that you hear that we want to clear up. The big one for me was you're adding another tax on something that's already there and you're not, you're just extending it and it's going to be less money. Two, it's going to be used, some of this money is going to be used to harden our schools. I use that term, harden, for the security side of it. And it's going to be used in the fire safety in these. What are the questions you hear that you know, when we talked about also about how much money comes in from the lottery, about 1.5% of the school budget?
You know, One thing that people comes up a lot, and it's a concern I share. I'm conservative about money, especially. Is, you know, well, why would we pay $56 million in you know, you pay interest on a bond, you know, it's a debt and there's interest on it and, you know, it costs however much it does in the long run. And I get that. When you actually, that said, when you look at the interest rate over time, you know, it's tax exempt bonds. You sell them to rich people who don't have to pay federal income taxes on them. So it's a good deal for them, but that's how it works. That is why. So the interest rates are pretty low. I mean, the interest rates, can be 2 or 3%. And it's basically, it's barely above the rate of inflation. So you're really getting a pretty good deal on it. In the meantime, you can actually spend that money on investments that you have. So you've got, your building is fixed up, your maintenance costs are going to be down. Hopefully some of your heating and air cooling costs are going to be down if you get new HVAC systems, new windows.
How are the HVAC systems there? Are you constantly breaking down in the schools? Or
depends on the building.
it depends on the school. We have upgraded some of our systems, but there are definitely some schools that still need some upgrading, and that's on our list as well. I think I've often had the question about, I've had people say to me, because I'm fiscally conservative too. I mean, I think about that all the time in my own household as well as what I do for a living. But people ask me, well, can the state take this money? Can people outside Shasta County or Redding School District tell you what to do with the money? And the answer is no. Selling a bond like this requires a citizens committee, oversight committee, to watch the selling and managing of the bond.
No, that's you, and that's somebody else.
Separate from the board.
Yeah, that's independent from the school board.
So you're going to have a committee of people.
That's correct.
Appointed by who, though?
It is.
Could I be on it?
Yeah.
Yeah, you could.
It can be anybody. You don't have to have kids in the system.
There is.
That's right.
Do you have to live in the district?
You have to live.
You have to live in the district.
Well,
because
you got some skin in the game then.
I should look it up because I don't have the details committed to memory. But there's a certain kinds of people who have to be by statute. I think you have to have an accountant and somebody with kind of a building background. So there's certain people who have stakeholders who might know what they're doing.
Yeah, if they see this thing and they say, hey, you're being spent. You're spending way too much money on this part.
Right.
Okay, that just makes sense.
And
you know what? I look at it like this. I don't have kids here. You know, my grandkids live in New Mexico. But I also look at it as part of the future. And I look at it as an investment in the future. The fact that my property taxes go on, but they are extended for another who knows how long. I look at it like that, too. But you've got to invest. And I'm seeing comments in here that it seems like there's it looks like there's something wrong here, wanting this much money. But there's no specifics. There's no specifics at it at all. I look at it like...
Well, there is. I mean, we have done a facility study. It's on our website. If you wanted to go to... We have a Facebook page. It's Yes, I'm Measure B for Reading Schools. It's lengthy, but Yes, I'm B was taken by the, 900 other Yes, I'm Bs. And we have our facility study there. Any citizen's welcome to read it and see, it's got building by building.
So Anonymous, look that up, and where do you find it?
Yeah, it's on Facebook. It's a public site, so you don't have to be a Facebook member to use it, but it's Facebook.com, and it's Yes on Measure B for Reading Schools.
All right. So with this, we can move forward into the 18th century then.
And I'd say about that, Carl, I read something interesting just last night. They were talking about the Amazon HQ, the second Amazon headquarters. A lot of cities were competing for it. They were talking about these amazing, multi-million, you might have hundreds of millions of dollars in incentives going to attract a company. And they were talking about, how much cities and local governments will give up for that. What really works and what is investing in your children and their education and their skills, we're not probably, in fourth grade, fifth grade, you're not really thinking about careers yet, but having kids ready for a strong high school education to be able to launch, that's what we do. We kind of get them ready to kind of think about that phase of their life where they're thinking about careers. And getting that strong foundation for all of our kids is going to be the kind of – that's what builds an economy in the long run is having good education. And that's actually – interestingly enough, that was also what I read. Amazon was looking at, what are your SAT scores like? When they were school, because they want to know how are your schools?
How are your schools?
Are they going to be able to provide us a workforce? Are our employees going to want to be here?
People going to be able to get their kids in school and they're going to learn.
So even if you don't have kids, I think it's a great investment in your property values and in the future of the community and the economy. So
great,
my two cents.
Hey, we're here with Rob Adams, who is the superintendent of the Reading Elementary Schools, and Bruce Ross, that I'm trying to turn off here so we can get off the air.
You told me to talk more earlier.
That was earlier. We've got 5 seconds left. Anyway, Bruce, thanks so much for coming in. And Rob, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
I think that this measure, again, is something that people should look at in a favorable light. I don't see a downturn. I don't see a downside on this. Our taxes go down. Yeah, they're extended out. But we've got schools that are 80 years old. We need to fix some of those. All right.
Thank you, Carl.
Hey, we'll be right back with Rick Bassetti.
Community Talk Radio from the North State, AM 1460, KCNR Shasta Redding. The news brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. See their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. A member of the Trump legal team says the president did reimburse attorney Michael Cohen for the $130,000 that Cohen had paid to an adult film actress. Rudy Giuliani says it was paid as a retainer and there was nothing illegal. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders saying she has nothing to add.
I would refer you to Mayor Giuliani's comments last night and this morning. He's going to have the greatest amount of visibility in this and the greatest ability to speak about it.
The president tweets that a $130,000 non-disclosure agreement was reached with Stormy Daniels to stop her from making false and extortionist accusations. A body found at the scene of an explosion in North Haven, Connecticut, has not been identified yet. The blast occurred in a barn in the rear of a home as police negotiated with a man who was holding his wife hostage. She escaped. 9 officers suffered non-life-threatening injuries. 9 National Guard members from Puerto Rico have been killed in the crash of an Air National Guard C-130 in Georgia.
We ask for your patience as we use every resource at our disposal to properly identify a cause.
Colonel Pete Boone with the 165th Airlift Wing. President Trump this hour observing the National Day of Prayer at the White House.
It was 1 year ago on this observance that the president hosted a White House National Day of Prayer ceremony. He used the occasion to sign an executive order on religious liberty, making it easier for churches to endorse political candidates. It also provided exemptions for religious groups with moral objections to Obamacare's birth control mandates. During last year's observance, President Trump spoke of the significance of religious faith and prayer. Greg Clugston, The White House.
There's a sell-off underway on Wall Street. The Dow's down 356 points. That's 1.5%. The NASDAQ is off 97 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For a free quote, call 800-523-3771. That's 800-523-3771. 800-523-3771 or go to selectquote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Their price could vary depending on your health issuing company and other factors. Not available in all states.
French President Macron is on a 3-day visit to New Caledonia. This visit comes ahead of a November referendum that could see the French territory in the Southwest Pacific break away from France.
There are deep divisions over independence between New Caledonia's European population and its indigenous people, the Kanaks, a minority that mostly favors severing ties with France. Tensions have simmered for decades, and there was violence in the South Pacific archipelago in the 1980s. President Macron's visit comes 6 months before an independence referendum. New Caledonia is not only of historical and strategic importance to France, it also has around a quarter of the world's nickel deposit.
That's the BBC's Phil Mercer. At least 91 people have been killed in powerful dust storm and heavy rain swept parts of north and western India overnight. More than 160 people injured. News and analysis at townhall.com. NASA launches a Mars mission this weekend to study the innards of the mysterious planet.
It's been 6 years since the last NASA landing on Mars. This time it will be a robot acting like a geologist, digging deeper than ever before on the red planet. The Mars InSight spacecraft is set to launch this weekend from Vandenberg Air Base in California. The lander has a slender probe designed to burrow nearly 16 feet into the Martian soil. It will take the planet's temperature and also its pulse through a quake-measuring seismometer. This is a joint mission involving U.S. and European space agencies. The InSight is set to launch early Saturday. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Bill Cosby's wife calling for a criminal investigation of the prosecutor behind Cosby's sexual assault conviction. He says the case was an example of mob justice, not real justice. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the epicenter of change in downtown Reading, in the middle of everything that's going on. Free Fire Radio at KCNR 1460, 5.5 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. The news is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Same great service, extended and expanded walk-in humidor. With even all the great selections they have, they've even expanded those for even more. Tobacco and Brew. Good morning, Bad Bob. What's it look like for weather here?
Playing a part of Trish Clark is on this morning show.
Trish is, you know, got things going at her house that started early this morning, and it's kind of like she's kind of like hooked into it right now. So,
sunny skies today. The high near 84. Calm winds, 5 to 8 in the afternoon. Miles per hour, that is. Mostly clear tonight. Low about 58, so it is warming up in the evening. Sunny tomorrow, also the mid-80s. We're going to stay that way right into the weekend. By Monday, we could be flirting with the 90-degree mark. I think we're going to get there long before that, personally. Overnight lows will remain around 60. A chance of showers, I would call it a pretty light chance, about next Tuesday. Currently in downtown Reading, 57 degrees. This report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Locally owned, veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans and has payment plans. That's Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call, 365-3793. And Home Helpers brings us this segment of the show. If you, for 2 hours a day or 24 hours a day, you should call on Home Helpers, whether it's after maybe a fall or a surgery or an illness. And you don't need 24-hour-a-day help there, but you need some Home Helpers. If it's for long-term health care, it's Home Helpers. Sharon Clark will come to you in your home for a complimentary in-home consultation and build a plan that works for you and your family. Learn more at readyandhomehelpers.com or call her at 226-8350. Remember, there's no place like home. And speaking of home and home runs and all those things, we have Rick Bassetti.
Good morning, Carl.
If it's Rick Bassetti, it's got to be getting close.
Yes, it's getting close. Colt 45 time.
Colt 45 time. But, you know, it's just not Colt 45 time. It's so many other things that are, you know, it's kind of like a web. And I mean this in a good sense. A web is the center there, you know, like South City Park.
Absolutely.
And then everything goes out from there.
Exactly. And well, our own Bob Belanger here is going to be doing music at our first official wedding at Tiger Field on May 12th.
Yeah. So I need to ask you something about that.
Yes, sir.
Getting electricity out there for me.
Oh, we got lots of power everywhere. We actually have the sound system there, too, if you wanted to use that or you want to bring your own.
Okay. We had six wire out there.
Yeah.
And I tell you what, did they rock? I hope. Yeah, we're going to have something else like that this year. I tell you what, people, if you missed that, and some of you did, it was probably one of the best concerts that you're ever going to see anywhere here in Northern California.
And I think being outside added an entirely different dimension to it. Because no matter, you know, everyone's saying, well, it's always so hot here in Reading, you know. The sun's down on Tiger Field at 7:15 every day. The
wind blows.
The concert started at 8 o'clock. Everyone's in their t-shirts and flip-flops, and the music
was
great.
It was not that hot.
You know, John Elefante had people rocking, and Steve Aggeri had the Journey ladies up and dancing. And so anyway, it was just a fun time.
Yeah, I know. That's when I got to sing with, I got this thing with him on Don't Stop Believing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah, I had to erase it. My voice was so bad, it just drowned him out. But anyway, it was a great time. But, hey, we're getting close.
We're getting started here. We're going to be kicking off our official Colt 45 events with the 20th and the 21st of this month at mm-hmm. Wind River. The 20th at Wind River, the 21st at Riverview. It's the Swing with the Legends weekend. And so we've got 25 former Major League Baseball players coming to town. You can sponsor a table at dinner. You'll have a Major League host with you at your table.
Mm-hmm.
If you sponsor a foursome, you'll have a Major League player playing in your foursome with you. The sub-theme to this year is the swinging A's of the 70s.
Oh, wow.
And so of those players coming in, we have Hall of Famer Raleigh Fingers. We've got the 1971 Most Valuable Player Cy Young Award winner, Vida Blue, and the 1972 World Series MVP, Gene Tennis, and then the three-time world champion, John Blue Moon Odom, coming up. So
oh, wow.
If you're a Swingin' A's fan, you need to come to the dinner. Individual dinner tickets at $75. Couples are $125. Mm-hmm. If you want to sponsor a table, it's $1,000, and then you have a host at your table.
How many seats is that for?
320 tables.
No, I mean, if you're hosting a table, how many seats?
You'll get your 10.
Okay.
You'll get your 10 and then the ball player.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
So, you know, you can spread it out. You can get a group of people together, come on in and do that. We are getting the Hall of Fame guys are sponsored. We just picked up Raleigh Fingers. And so we have a sponsor for him. So on Sunday morning, he's going to play golf with his sponsors. Come back, he'll host them at the dinner table, and then the next day at the Riverview, he'll play in another foursome with them at that time.
Wow.
Now Fergie Jenkins likes to fish, and we have a guided drift set up for Fergie and a couple fishermen to go with him. So if you want to sponsor Fergie Jenkins, you'll go on a guided fly fishing trip on Sunday morning through the fly shop.
Okay.
And then that evening, he'll be your host at the table the next day in the golf tournament. And to host a Hall of Famer, it's $4,000. And this is all being done through the Alumni Association. And so the other players don't cost us anything to be here.
Okay.
Just the Hall of Fame guys we have to do that for. And so all we're doing is covering the cost to get them here and give you an opportunity to be around a Hall of Fame guy.
You know, and for people you've been around it the whole time. You've been, for your all adult life and more,
mm-hmm.
been around baseball. And in fact, if you look at the photo I put on Facebook today, I don't know if you
noticed
it. It was back when you were somewhat younger. Might have had a mustache.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And
Marlboro Man days.
It's something you were back there. Yeah. It was in that. But is there something different about a Hall of Famer?
Yeah, because there's only 200 and plus of them in the history of baseball that are in the Hall, living, that are in the Hall. And to qualify, you have to have played 10 years in the major leagues.
Uh-huh.
And then you have to be voted in. And it's not an easy task by any stretch. Look at some of the players who had outstanding careers that haven't been in. And it is special. And so when you get to meet one of these people, they're less rare than anyone in the political world.
Yeah.
maybe other than presidents or kings. but they're kings of their own game,
they reached the epitome of their profession.
Exactly. And, Fergie
and sustained it.
Fergie was here, 2 years ago. And I'll tell you, you'll never meet, a greater ambassador than he is for the game. He was absolutely so polite, so humble, and just a gentleman to meet. And Raleigh will be sporting his big handlebar mustache. That he made famous during his career, albeit it's a little bit wider than it was at one time.
A little bit, yeah, maybe a little bit gray in there, yeah.
But we're getting real excited. Last 2 days ago, we put 800 pounds of grass seed down in the outfield and on the aprons. The field is looking really, really good right now.
Well, let's take a quick break here. And,
sure.
So we can come back. I want to talk about that. I want to tell, people who are going, oh, that sounds fun, or this sounds, really interesting, but again, explaining exactly who the Colt 45s are, because we have so many people that are moving in and are, we're picking up new listeners all the time, and we want to make sure everybody understands what a great, great, great event this is and what a great summer this becomes because of Rick Bassetti and the Colt 45s. This portion of the show is brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction, whether it's concealed carry, defensive pistol, tactical rifle, or unarmed combat. This is the place you want to go to. It's the largest privately owned weapons training company, firearms instruction company in California, and it started right here 10 years ago, and now it's in over 30 counties. Northern Firearms Instruction is based right here, and all the instructors are NRA trained. Everybody has additional training if they want to stay in and be an instructor for Northern Firearms. Check it out at usgunpro.com or give them a call at 530-999-1822. Northern Firearms Instruction. We'll be right back with Rick Bassetti, General Manager of the Colt 45s.
The Bulls are back. It's Bulls and Barrels, Wednesday, May 16th, as Wranglers and Leather meet up with the toughest cowboys, the baddest bulls, the talent and grace of barrel racers, and the insanity of chuck wagon races. A full night of extreme bull riding, WPRA barrel racing, chuck wagon races, and a little mutton busting thrown in for the little tykes. Opening night of Reading Rodeo will be a night of thrills, danger, and excitement as guys, girls, and kids match up for this wild and gritty event. Book your tickets now at readingrodeo.com or the Rodeo Ticket Office. Hurry, this show will sell out.
Shasta Danbury presents the annual Boomtown Festival, celebrating the people of Shasta Lake City and the community they love. This Friday, enjoy the Big Idea Science Fair at the Shasta Dam Visitor Center starting at 9 a.m. and the Youth Leadership Welcome Party, 6:30 p.m. at the Heritage Roasting Company. Saturday's Pancake Breakfast is 6 to 10 a.m. at the Shasta Lake Fire Hall, followed by the Boomtown Parade. Shop the plant sale on Shasta Dam Boulevard noon to 4 p.m. and party in the park all day with live music, free kids activities, and health fair, craft and vintage fair, and plenty of food and drinks all in Clare Angle Park. For more information, go online to ShastaDambury.org and follow their Facebook page. Celebrate the heritage of Shasta Lake City at the Shasta Danbury Boomtown Festival this Friday and Saturday.
This is Carl Bott, and I'm with Dan Scott of Eagle Eye Painting. And Dan's doing all the painting in our new studios. Dan, you've been doing this for 20 years. What should people be looking for at this time of the year?
Peeling paint, moisture in their wood, moisture in their stucco would be a couple things to look for. And then they know it's time to paint.
You've got, with 20 years in the business, where are some of the places you've been working at around here?
I've painted Riverview Golf and Country Club, SJ Denim, Market Street Steakhouse. Those are just a few I've painted.
The thing I like about Eagle Eye Painting is when you give an estimate, that estimate stays there. It doesn't change halfway through the job.
No, there's no variation in my proposal. I have confidence in my numbers, and I stick to those. DanScottPainting.com, 530-400-5152. Eagle Eye Painting, a clear vision of craftsmanship. Eagle Eye Painting.
Are you entertainment-minded? Do you like to hear people discuss fun topics?
Well, we talk about all things pop culture.
From movies and TV to books, music, games, and everything in between. But with a twist, everything is not very current.
We'll talk about things we recently discovered and have decided we just have to share our thoughts on.
Which gives us the title of our show.
We're a little behind.
Hosted by us, Chris and Jen Gomez.
Join us every Tuesday night from 6 to 7 p.m. for We're a Little Behind. Right here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460 AM.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-4567.
Hey, Ball!
Charge!
Hey, we're here. Good morning, everybody. It's about 18 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here on the 3rd of May, 2018. We're still playing it. We're just right into this. 58 degrees going up to 85 today with reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. And this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, located in the heart of downtown Reading and recipient of the 2017 Health Grades Patient Safety Excellence Award. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, think first of Shasta Regional Medical Center. It is the community's choice.
and a wall sign sponsor for the Colt 45s. Right center field, you'll find it.
Right center field, where it belongs, right there. We're here with Rick Bassetti, and who is general manager of the Colt 45s. And a quick synopsis of Rick's career: was a professional baseball player, and he played in the leagues for...
I was professionally in 10 seasons, parts of 6 seasons in the big leagues.
6 in the bigs. And played in several different teams.
Yeah, Phillies, Cardinals, Blue Jays, and A's. Finished with the Oakland A's in 82.
Ooh.
In the Billy Ball days.
You know what? I want to talk to you about that at some point during this day.
Okay.
He came to Reading. And you were raised
born
in Reading. You were born and raised
born
there.
At Mercy Hospital a month after they opened on the Hill.
Yeah, and then you come from a very large family.
There was eight kids in the family, 7 brothers and sisters.
Uh-huh.
My dad came here from the mountains when the Red River Lumber Company started to close down. And a lot of Italians came out of the mountains and went to work down in the mills down here.
Mm-hmm.
Grew up and was raised in the Anderson area, graduated from Anderson High School in 71, went out to Shasta College, signed after the 73 January draft with the Phillies, and played into 83. So
what was your position?
I was an outfielder.
Okay.
Actually, I signed as a second baseman, and then my first day in spring training, they moved me over to third. And after 2 years in the minor leagues at third, I got called for a special meeting. I was in AA in Reading, Pennsylvania, which was only about an hour from Philly.
Mm-hmm.
And I was called at my apartment, and I was told, you need to get to the ballpark today. We have an early early meeting, and Paul Owens, the general manager, and Dallas Green, the farm director, are coming over from Philly.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd never have meetings. I mean, you're just a ball player.
Right.
And I get there, and they said, what would you think about moving to the outfield? I said, well, if that's what you want me to do, I've got no problem with it at all. And they said, well, you will never play third base for the Philadelphia Phillies in the big leagues. I looked at him. I said, okay. And that's because Mike Schmidt was in his second year as a Philly.
Oh, okay.
Hall of Fame. We were talking about Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
580-something home runs, I mean.
Well, but he's never being honest with you like that.
Oh, yeah. That's when you realize it has a very strong business point
sure,
of view.
Sure.
But this is our, this Carl's mentioned earlier, this is our 15th anniversary for the Colt 45s. And more importantly, for the people who are, if they're new here or not, they don't really understand, when you drive by that wall between Safeway and the banks, and the netting that's up, this is the 95th year that Tiger Field has been its location, and we're celebrating that. We're going to have a party with the Shasta Historical Society on July 6th. And so come on out for that game. It's going to be a big birthday party for Tiger Field.
95 years.
95 years. There's very few things that are that old here still and still standing.
Pop shirt. no, just kidding. But 95 years it's been here, Tiger Field.
Mm-hmm.
And you think of all the people who have come across that field through the years. I mean, you played there. I bet you played there when you were a kid, didn't you? Yeah.
Baseball was sort of at a lapse through the 70s and 80s in Reading. Softball picked up.
And then now you have totally, you and your and the people that are supporters of Colt 45.
Yeah, we've got a great board of directors.
Totally rebuilt down there.
We probably have got close to $600,000-$700,000 of investment back into the facility down there.
I tell you what, and it is just an outstanding venue, which grows every year, something new every year. It's sound, white. The grass is this is major league grass.
It's
out there.
It's not quite yet there, but those 800 pounds of new grass seed, if it comes up like it's supposed to in the outfield, the infield is getting very, very close to it now.
Yeah.
We made an acquisition in January of a gang reel mowers. Like you see in the golf courses.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've been mowing the field with those for the last 4 or 5 months, and it's made just a tremendous difference in the quality. The cut is different. Anyone that knows anything about grass knows that a reel mower does a much better job than the circular mowers do, and the grass is responding to it. So,
it's a reel that goes around.
Yeah,
that's the kind, like the old grass cutters, the old push ones.
Yeah.
Do you stand on these and kind of run?
No. This I just pull it behind the other mower that I don't use as much anymore.
Did you get that part? Did you hear what he just said? No, I pull it.
Yeah.
This is a hands-on. When you go down there, to the field. You'll see that Rick, you see him early in the morning, he has sweated through his shirt. You see him in the afternoon, he has re-sweated through his shirt. Patty, his beautiful wife, who is there giving directions, she looks like, what was the one, Kiva, that had like six arms? And she's got six arms going in different directions, helping people do things. This is such a work of love of yours and your family.
And we do have a lot of great, great volunteers.
Yes.
Everyone comes there. It's a real positive customer experience, I believe. This year we're going to have six interns that will be working around the ballpark through the course of the summer. College, two high school. Shasta College has started a new program that allows high school students to apply for internships as well.
Great.
And if you're a high school senior, I think even a junior, you can get a unit or two units of college credit just by coming down and volunteering. You have to go through Shasta College to do that.
Right.
So we're really looking forward to another successful year. You know, the bocce courts have taken off. They got a league going now on Wednesday nights. If you show up, there's 75, 80 people there. So the park is getting some activity again.
Well, let's just talk. Let's talk dollars and cents here. How many people came through last year?
30,000.
30,000. Now, let's talk about that. This last summer was one of the hottest summers we have ever had, and still 30,000 people came through the turnstiles.
Yes, sir.
And so that means, and this is advertisers and people that want to support. That means you've got 30,000 people looking at your signs, hearing your name, seeing posters out on the walls.
Right.
That they come out to watch this.
And we're a community-owned team.
And
people
need
to understand, this isn't Rick's team
or
Carl's team.
Oh, no.
It's everyone in this community's team. We are a 501c3. I'm the general manager. I have 14 members on my board of directors who provide me with guidance. And, you know, if it wasn't for them, we wouldn't be in the position that we're in right now. And so that, coupled with our whole goal of trying to provide an extremely cost-effective family entertainment. Come on down. These are college kids playing ball. They're all.
And I think that's important, too. We need to bring that up. These are kids from all over the United States.
Right.
These are ones from big schools.
Some are big schools in many cases. You know, we do need some host families, though. We're a little bit short this year. So if you'd like to host one of our players for 11 weeks, you need a room and provide them food. You don't have to cook the food for them, you know. The guys will help out around the house, give them a chores list. They'll get it done for you. If you have a young ball player, they'll play catch with them. You know, that sort of thing.
These are good kids. And let me tell you something. My grandson was in the dugout.
Mm-hmm.
And he comes back, he says, Grandpa, and he says somebody was saying bad words. And I went, oh. He says, no, not the players. It was people behind in the stands.
In the stands.
And I went, it was probably your aunt. Those young men treated Michael, so nice.
Yeah.
And I mean, and so they're professional. These are good kids that come in from all over, and they appreciate you. You make lifelong relationships with people that spend the summer here.
Oh, some of these kids have connected with their host families. They stay in touch with them for many, many, many years. They come and go to family events together. We had one family that went back in the fall and went to college football games with some of their teams and things like that. So we've had players come out and stay Christmas with some of our host families. So it's a good relationship. You know, the reality is they're at the ballpark from about 4 o'clock to about 11 o'clock every day. And you don't have to cook them dinner. Just, you know, they're 19 to 22-year-old. You know, they'll be hanging on the refrigerator door just kind of vacuuming in everything that they can.
Yeah, you just have your leftovers stuck on this side, on these two, three shelves. Yeah. This is your food. The other one shelf is for the rest of the family.
It is.
It's a really good
experience. And so you can go to our website. My phone number is 227-4443. If you think that you could host a player or two, we have some families that will host two or three. And, you know, the majority of them will have their own vehicles here, and the ones that don't have their vehicles, the other players will carpool with them. You're not responsible for getting them around or doing any of that sort of thing.
You make sure they have a key and that they've got their own room.
They got their own room.
And bathroom. And so that would be the kind of thing that, you know, you got people out there that, you know, have that extra bedroom.
Well, if you got some empty nesters out there and you want a younger person around, I think I have three retired widows that are host. And so it's nice to have a 20-year-old person around the house who's kind of making them feel a little bit safer.
Well, that's the other thing, too. Plus, they can, like you said, these kids volunteer to do things around the home.
Exactly. They'll mow your lawn and take out the garbage, that sort of thing. And the host family gets season passes for their family. Yeah, you can come to the games or not, you know. If you have young players in your family, they get to come to our camps. So, you know, it's we don't ask you to do it for absolutely nothing, but we also look for you to be a representative of our community to these kids, because that's what we tell them when they get here. You now represent us. You now represent the Cole 45s and the community of Reading. And so we won't accept any behavior less than the best.
Now, you've got to be, you know, when we say perfect behavior, mean that you don't bring any type of fallback on the team or our community.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, you know, because otherwise we wouldn't be able to find you homes the next year.
When I was on the council, I used to take my roster and I'd show it to the kids. I said, "See this roster? This has everyone's phone number on it. It has your mama's phone number on it. It's got your coach's phone number on it. And I'm giving this to the chief of police. And so if you guys show up on any blotter, the first phone call's to your mama. You understand that?" And we fortunately never had any issues. And I'm sure that we won't.
We've never had a problem. We never will.
No.
Okay. We're going to take a break here with Rick Bassetti, who, professional baseball player for so many years. Moved back up here. He's from Reading, a large family here. Got into politics. Was our mayor for a while. One day just said, you know, There's more to life than this. You know, you don't pay me enough for this. And he's not, you know, then he goes over to the Colt 45s where he's playing even more, long and even larger hours, but has built a college baseball team series for the summer that is just something that is to be, you have to experience it. And if you haven't, we're going to talk about that in a minute. This portion of the show brought to you by SST, Shasta Siskiyou Transport. Right now, their maintenance on their oil heaters has 20% off maintenance, 10% off parts. Veterans get an additional 5%. This is through June 8th. This is your heater maintenance on Toyo, Tommy, and Monitor brand heaters, plus early bird discounts on kerosene beginning May through July. So it's already started. It started here 2 days ago. Call SST Oil today at 530-241-1167. We'll be right back with Rick Bassetti, Colt 45s.
Resort and Casino is offering a fabulous Mother's Day brunch on Sunday, May 13th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Buffet includes omelet station, prime rib, roast turkey, fresh chilled crabs, steamed clams with an array of delicious trimmings and desserts. Adults $25 with River Club card. Children $11. Kids 5 and under eat free. All ladies will be entered into a drawing for a Wind River Retreat Spa package. Reservation suggested. Call 1-800-280-UWIN. For complete menu, download the Wind River app. It's better at the river.
Are you a trivia geek? Think you know pop culture? Are you ready for a challenge? Yeah? No? Maybe? Whatever. It's fun, and that's all that matters. Grab your friends and head down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play the River Trivia Challenge. Live every Tuesday night at 8 o'clock inside Overtime Lounge. Test your knowledge and show your skills by playing the River Trivia Challenge for a chance to win free slot play and fantastic prizes. For official rules and details, log on to windriver.com. Trivia is better at the river.
Not all solar companies are the same. Neither are all solar installations. Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, president of the Powerhouse Solar. Your solar design should be based upon what gives your family the best results, not what is easiest to install. Ground rack, roof mount, sun tracker, you name it. Powerhouse Solar does it all. But not all solar companies offer all these options. Powerhouse Solar is a SunPower Elite dealer, which means your family is getting the best, most efficient solar panel on the market, combined with a system design and installation that fits your exact energy needs. And let's face it, a cookie cutter system can not only cost you more in the long run, but be less efficient. Since 2003, Powerhouse Solar has been your solar energy expert. Let us design the perfect SunPower solar energy system for your family. Call Powerhouse Solar today and let us show you how to get the power of the sun working for you.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Amazing what you can find on Amazon Music.
Exactly. That ballpark organ, right?
Yeah. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460. Welcome back, everybody. 25 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock, it's 58 degrees. It's probably closer to 60 at this point, going up to 84 today. And it's going to be like this. It's getting ready to be baseball season, so the sun is coming out. It's going to be up to 90 Monday. So just remember this weekend, don't leave any of your little animals in the cars. They will suffer greatly and probably die if you leave them in the car. So just remember that. Weather report, and that report is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue. Man's last stronghold. What can I say? Gives you...
Yeah.
Discounts for seniors and veterans, a veteran-owned business. Head on down there. It's the best place in town to get a haircut. And speaking of the best show in town, though, we're talking about the Colt 45s. Where else can you go to a game, see really good baseball, exciting baseball?
$5.
$5.
If you're a senior or a veteran, $3.
$3. That's to get in, right?
Right.
You can buy season tickets, though.
Right. You can buy season tickets.
For?
$175
for the whole year.
And
45 games?
40.
40 games.
40 okay. games. 40 home games.
40 home games. How many away games?
Five.
Five. Okay. Which is such a good idea.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
how many did you have last year?
We had seven away games last year.
Seven away games.
40
okay.
home and seven away.
All right.
So this year it's one trip over to the coast. We'll play the Crabs and we'll play the B-52s over there.
Now, will there be bench clearing brawls on out there?
We haven't had one of those in a while. And
well, not since you were the coach.
Yeah. So actually, not since I was the coach. You know,
I was kidding, but okay. Maybe it's not.
And that team does not come here anymore.
Which one? Oh, is that right? Which one was that?
It was a team from another Bay Area called Top Speed.
Oh, okay.
And there was a personality conflict between the two
those
managers.
Guys were, yeah, those guys were, yeah.
A little arrogant.
The guy
didn't represent the game very well.
Yeah.
And I kind of pointed that out to him. And I said, you know, I don't know how much baseball you played in your life, but I've been around a long time, and you got to have respect for the game. And you don't teach your boys to act like the way that they're acting.
Yeah.
Can you try to keep control? And then he got nastier, and then it got nastier, and then stuff happened on the field. And then so we had our little push shove. And
everybody running out.
Yeah. When it was
you got to have one of those now and then.
Do a little square dance, and then everyone goes home. You know?
Everybody grabs each other.
Yeah,
exactly. Okay, roll around the floor. Hey, where are your investments?
Exactly. Well, this year, our first baseman is 6'7", 240, coming in from Oklahoma City Baptist University. We've got two 6'5 pitchers, one lefty, one righty. So we're gonna, you know, if we were starting an offensive line, it'd be pretty good.
Are you kidding? You've got your center and two power forwards right there.
Exactly.
Okay, so when we talk about that, and then you can go in and you get a hot dog and a drink.
Yeah.
Again.
Yeah, hot dogs, and we don't use the little tiny ones. Yeah. Actually, Patty was just going over with him. I think just a basic hot dog is $3.50 or $4.
Yeah.
And they're the Costco blue label dogs.
Yeah, so these are the good ones.
Those are the big ones.
So it's like $5 for a meal there. Now you can, or you can choose tri-tip and other things, hamburgers and all that. But it's all very reasonably priced.
Changes this year, Carl.
Okay.
Thursday night's going to be pulled pork sandwiches.
Whoa.
And then Friday, Saturday will be tri-tip, mm-hmm. and then Sunday's going to be pizza from the Shasta Pizza right across the street.
Wow.
So you'll have lots of options. We
Plus beer and wine.
Beer and wine, yep. Just got all that paperwork done today, you know, make sure I get my ABC licenses. And both, and we're well represented there. You know, we have both Foothill Distributing and Redding Distributing are represented there. So we have about 10 taps that we can pull from. And
a real beer wall.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And so, you know, and we feature a lot of the locals, too, as well.
Oh, sure.
Fall River stuff. And I'm trying to get Woody's to bring some stuff down there. And so,
you know, he's showing up at a lot of different places now.
Yeah. And so, you know, we're about community. We're about the
you can go there with your family. And it's not going to cost you an arm and a leg. You know,
no.
You can go there and bring your family in at $5 or $3 and then get hot dogs for everybody and drinks. And guess what? You'll bring money home.
Kids 12 and under are $2. I mean, you know, our bottle of water. What do you pay for a bottle of water? If you go to an event in Reading, what
go
do you
pay?
Go
to Cascade Theaters, $3.
Okay. Ours is $1.
I know. It's cheaper.
You know, so we're just, you know, again, we want you to come out, come to the ballpark. You can pick up a souvenir shirt, hat, you know, something along those lines. You know, what's become very popular now is our third base club down the left field line. We have bleachers and picnic tables set up right next to the dugout. I mean, you actually sit further out onto the field than the players in the dugout. And, you know, we have those are like 50 ticket minimums. But what's included for it, it's a $12 per. And what it is, you get your ticket, you get a hamburger, hot dog, you get chips, and you get either a water or a soft drink.
Mm-hmm.
And included in that. And so far, Bill Wagner's been the volunteer who's been selling those for
sure.
us. And I think out of the 40 nights, we're at about 28.
Now, so this is a great thing for a company to do.
A company.
You know, maybe even a couple of different groups of organizations to come in there. And for 50 people at $12 a piece.
$600.
$600. You go in there, and everybody's sitting there together. You get fed for the night. You can do all this kind
of
things.
You're on the grass.
You're on the grass out there.
It's a little cooler.
Yeah. And it's just a great time.
You're in the shade at the start of the game. And it's just a real nice fan experience. If you have a couple of youngsters between 9 and 14, they get to be the bat boy.
Just think about that, because my grandson was that and just had a wonderful time, as I've just already talked about. But I see, you know, it's boys and girls.
Right, boys and girls.
Sometimes two of them, sometimes more,
right.
It seems like.
We've had to stretch it a couple times. We normally like to keep it to two, but all we ask them to do is wear white pants, you know, baseball shoes or athletic shoes, and bring their own helmet if they have a helmet, and we give them the uniform top.
Right.
And so, and then they become part of the team.
They sit in the dugout
with the players.
That's right.
They run the balls out to the umpires. They pick up the bats. When there's broken bats, you know, they usually are first in line to try to snitch one, you know.
You also have, in between the innings, kids are also involved in a
right.
lot of different events down there.
We do a lot of different games down there. You know, they'll have, like, the water balloon toss, the frozen T-shirt. We do the dizzy bat races, right?
The dizzy bat race.
That's always fun when you have, let's say, one of the nights we're going to have, like, Haven Humane Night or Veterans Night, and you get some adults participating in it, you know, especially after they've had a couple adult beverages.
A couple of brewskis there?
You know, because they have to spin around, put their forehead on the handle bat and spin around like seven times, and then they have to run down. I'm not going to say sprint, because that would be using it very loosely, but they have to run down around one of our players and then back, you know. And there's lots of collisions that happen. It's really funny. It's pretty humorous
everybody,
for the people.
Everybody's having a great time. Now, you also have special nights there.
Mm-hmm.
I want everybody to understand. Here's the things, and just let me – just coming to the game, it could be $5, $3, or $2.
Right.
You're going to get a hot dog and a drink for $5. You have ices or snow cones there, which, by the way, are some of the best ever. You've got adult beverages.
Right.
You have hamburgers. You have pulled pork, pizza. You have all those things. Now, you also have the ability to go down and rent an area down there for $600 for 50 people.
Right.
When you think about that, that's a great price, which includes all the stuff I just talked about.
Right.
And then plus the fact of a great baseball game and those other things that they have. But you also have nights that are devoted to organizations.
Exactly. Well, because we're a nonprofit, it was the direction of our board that we wanted to offer any other nonprofit or educational entity the opportunity to raise money by selling our tickets. And so if you sell one of our tickets, we give you a night, like Haven Humane. They've been one of our staunch supporters for a long time. They'll take tickets and they'll sell them to help their organization down there. We give them half of the ticket. So if they sell a $5 ticket, they get $2.50. I had a Little League 2 years ago, Cottonwood Little League, one of the smallest Little Leagues in the county, right? They cleared $3,500 for their Little League selling our tickets, you know. And I would think that it's an easy sell. You know, it's a $5 ticket.
It is. It's a $5 ticket, and it's a way to raise money, and half of it comes right back to the organization.
Right.
In your first night, as you have every season, is a celebration of veterans.
It's veterans, and the ticket sales that are happening in that go out to the cemetery. You know, trying to get all the veterans organizations, and I know that you're familiar with this, it's kind of like trying to herd cats.
Oh, no, it's impossible.
And so the one thing, though, that we can all agree on is that you will eventually end up in the same place.
There you go.
And so if we're going to raise money for anything, it's going to be up for the cemetery.
Well, you know what, and we should have CVAC out there right now, and the VFW is selling tickets, and have a great celebration of veterans. And I tell you what a full night that is.
Oh, it's a good night. It's a fun night. You know, our opening nights are always a great crowd. Come on out. We can put in about 1,300 people in there. Average crowds, 2 years ago was our biggest year. We had 34,000.
Mm-hmm.
So our average paid attendance was just out close to about 800 people. Mm-hmm. And, you know, our season ticket sales the last 2 years have averaged between the reserve seats and general season tickets have been right at about 400.
Mm-hmm.
So that means we have paid tickets for the year before we even start. We got 16,000 tickets paid. So the rest is just general admission, people coming in, and then the nonprofit fundraisers coming in, too.
And all of this goes, you know what, it's all of this is the Co-45s is a 501, so anything you donate into that is
deductible.
Deductible from your taxes.
Even a part of your advertising, you know, because the signs have a certain retail value, and then everything over and above you get to claim on your taxes as well. You know, everyone's wondering what's going on with South City Park and that sort of thing.
Okay, well, I was going to hold that for the last segment because I think this is an important thing for us to talk about. Because people hear a lot about South City Park and they're thinking, oh, my gosh, baseball down there.
Right.
And I think you're going to be very, very, if you haven't been down there before, you need to hear what's going to happen in this next segment. We'll be right back.
The best of the best meet up May 16th through 19th as Wranglers and Leather come together to celebrate 70 years of Redding rodeo history. The toughest competitors challenge the best rodeo stock on the West Coast with four nights of pure adrenaline-pumping excitement. Opening night, the extreme bull riding event, barrel racing, and the insanity of the wildly popular chuck wagon races. Purchase tickets for the May 12th stake feed and rodeo tickets online at RedingRodeo.com or at the rodeo ticket office on Auditorium Drive. Sponsored by Shasta.com and the new Sheridan Hotel.
For some, yard work isn't a chore. It's a passion. If you're someone who loves being outside and takes pride in your lawn, then you need the Honda HRX, one of the most technologically advanced walk-behind mowers on the planet. The HRX features the VersaMow system, a unique 4-in-1 system that lets you bag, mulch, discharge, or shred leaves with no attachments. Then there's Honda's exclusive MicroCut twin blade cutting system, which gives you finer clippings for more bagging capacity, or when mulching, finer clippings that actually help feed your lawn. Plus, the HRX's handle and controls are ergonomically designed to be comfortable on your hands. A limited lifetime warranty on the Nexsight deck and an impressive 5-year limited warranty on the mower make the HRX one of the best values anywhere. To learn more, just visit Honda.com. Better yet, come see the Honda HRX at Lee's Honda, 2230 Larkspur Lane in Redding. Serving the North State from the same location since 1967, online at Lee'sHonda.com.
May is First Responder Month, and KCNR 1460 joins with our community in a salute to law enforcement, fire, and medical personnel.
I would like to take this opportunity to thank our first responders in Shasta and Tehama County for all you do. You have one of the most challenging jobs in the world. Joe Rodola from Joe Rodola's Debt Consulting thanks you for helping save lives and protecting our property.
To those who run toward danger when the alarm sounds, a heartfelt thank you from your community and Free Fire Media.
May is First Responder Month, and KCNR 1460 joins with our community in a salute to law enforcement, fire, and medical personnel.
Hey, this is Kenny Breedlove at Market Street Steakhouse. On behalf of Wes and I want to personally thank all the first responders, including fire, police, and medical. All of us at Market Street Steakhouse appreciate all you do.
To those who run toward danger when the alarm sounds, a heartfelt thank you from your community and Free Fire Media.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Why do we hear this? Do we hear this at baseball games?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio.
That's my mowing the lawn song.
That's your mowing the
lawn. Hey, you need the yard work done.
There you go.
And his crew will come on out. 10 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock, it's 58 degrees going up to 84 today. The whole week is going to be like this. It's going to be beautiful. And next Monday, it's going to be all the way up to 90 degrees. So be careful out there and make sure you're hydrating a lot because this is not going to – I think we're at the point where the 90s are here. And they may not be 90s all the time. They'll be in the high 80s and then the 90s. And, of course, then we'll roll into the real summer where people walk down the street. And it's kind of like the Walking Dead. You see people out there.
Fire games were 7:15 start times.
Oh, man. hey, you know what? Speaking of the Walking Dead, people have some concerns about Southside Park.
Yeah.
And I'd like you to tell everybody what's been done down there, and then I'd like to chime in at the end and tell people what I've observed, too.
Well, what we've done is we've carved out a few places with some ancillary fencing that went in. And so the Sons of Italy, we partnered up with them and helped with those bocce courts. So now you can go in, and that area is secure now during our games. Mm-hmm. We open up with the fencing and that sort of thing. North State Security are wonderful, wonderful providers of security for us. If you want anyone to do the job for you in this town, that's who you go talk to.
I tell you what, Lance and
his
guys, Lance Beck and his guys, these guys are trained in de-escalation, too.
Exactly.
They just don't come in there and start pushing people. They're trained on how to get people out of there.
Yeah.
And, it's the biggest – you can do commercials for them because – they advertise with us, and we're so proud to have them there. But watching how they handle out at South City Park.
Yeah, and we haven't had any incidents at our ballpark.
Right.
People need to understand, when you get there, you're going to see some of the transients, because I refuse to call these people homeless.
Right.
When I hear that Jonathan Anderson has open beds down there and lots of room for people to come in and get involved with the program, and they won't because they don't want to be held accountable, then I lose my sympathy for them at that point.
Totally.
So I was telling you yesterday, I played 8 hours of classical music down there, and I was blasting it on our big Colt 45 speakers, and it really had a dramatic effect on the tweaker crowd. They all moved either out of the park or over to the far, far corner reaches of it.
Mm-hmm.
The heroin addicts and the potheads, they kind of mellowed out.
They thought that was okay.
They thought it was okay.
Yeah.
So I'll be down there playing some more music. Yeah, I'll be playing some more music down there.
Maybe you should get into the 40s, the 40s swing, see what that does.
It could possibly. Our goal right now is to put another baseball field down there. If nobody's going to come in and buy the park or do a contract with it, we want to build another K1. You have that little softball field, Little League field, right when you come into Tiger Field on the south end.
Yeah.
Okay, right off the northwest corner, there's plenty of room for another one right there. And I keep hearing that we have a shortage of fields for young girls softball and Little League. And so if nothing's going to happen, then you probably will see the Colt 45s will be coming in and petitioning the city to ask if we can get a permit to go ahead and start doing that. We'll start doing our grants. Major League Baseball has a program called the Baseball Tomorrow Fund, and it's for underprivileged, and it's called for lower income areas. And it's for, they'll help you build your baseball fields down there for those kids.
You could probably work it down there for that part of the, you know.
Oh, absolutely.
What about the other idea? Okay, is, I don't know if we've already talked about this. We just talked about it in, on a break. You know, they're trying to sell or lease South City Park out. There's been a couple of nibbles out there, but nothing really positive. There are, you know, investors out there that say, I'm not going to do, I'll invest, but I'm not going to do the job myself. You know, I will invest in a good idea. Ways of taking the park back.
Well, I, you know, the one idea I shared with you, yeah, and this is something that I probably, if nothing develops out of these RFPs that went out,
sure,
I will probably go in and ask the council to make it a pilot program for 2 years to make South City Park, keep it as a park.
Sure.
All right. But it's going to be by group reservation only. And so what you would have to do is you'd either go online or walk into the Parks and Recs department, and for X amount of dollars, you're going to, you put down a deposit to go use this part of the park. Okay. And then when you're finished with it, you take pictures or whatever it is, however you want to verify that you cleaned up your area, then you get your deposit back. Now, if people come in and just camp without putting a deposit down or reserving it, they are trespassing. And we can enforce the trespass laws much better than just vagrancy, loitering,
yeah,
and those types of things.
You just, now, you just put a, you put that on there.
Now, realistically, they're not going to go to jail, but their life gets, right, turned upside down for a day or so while they're getting hauled off and booked or whatever, you know, for...
If they don't leave.
If they don't leave.
Right.
And so what I have learned in my 7 years, 6 years down there is that they don't like to be inconvenienced. And once they start becoming inconvenienced, they will go someplace else. And then that comes to the question is, well, where are they going to go? And my answer, and I don't want this to sound really bad, is I really don't care as long as they're not there. This is our public park. We have abdicated it to these, to the criminal element, not just to, again, and I will use the term here, the homeless. There are some legitimate homeless people. But you go down to the park now, and what I deal with down there is the basketball court is now the prison yard, is what I call it. You have young males that are in their 20s and early 30s that probably were in prison 3 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And now the same culture is out there. Patty and I watched a stabbing last summer out there, mm-hmm, right? And it was the same thing you see in the movies. Like, you know, don't cross this line. You disrespected me. I'm going to whack you. You whack me. I'm going to stab you. And the guy whacked him and he stabbed him. And you're going, and this is happening in a public park. So the people in this town deserve better than that. This park is their park. They should be able to come down to that park and not have fear. And so how do we go about doing that? The state of California has tied everyone's hands, saying you can't enforce any laws. You can't do anything. You know, nothing can happen bad to these people, and they know that now. So we've got to find a way, and, you know, it's good enough. The reservation system is good enough for the state, and it's good enough for the feds, yeah, with their parks. Why can't we do it for our city?
So we make a, why not try it and just say, hey, look, if you want to come down and use South Central Park, and South City Park, you need to make a reservation.
Make a reservation.
And make a $50 deposit.
Right.
And then after you do it, you can show that the place is cleaned up, everything's in the trash cans, here's your $50 back.
Right. Exactly. And we'll see.
I'm sure there must be. I don't think any of the park employees are so busy, they probably can't come down and help check that out.
Well, they're down there every day right now, anyway, cleaning up the mess, yeah, that's there.
So if they're doing that, you know, I think that they would probably enjoy this, and we can use them in another place, yeah, that they could be used at, you know, even better. But I think, why not try this?
We're just trying to make our community better. And the Colt 45 strive to do that in so many ways. We try to provide an entertainment. We try to provide a venue for you. It's not just entertainment. How about the community, the sense of community that you go down there, Carl, when you see someone that you haven't seen in a while?
Since last baseball season.
And you're sitting there and you're having a cold beer, and maybe you don't watch three innings of the game because you're over in the beer garden with your buddy reminiscing about something.
I don't know how many times you get out there and you start talking, and all of a sudden it's the fifth inning.
Yeah.
And you kind of, but you hear screaming and yelling.
Yeah.
Now, here's the other thing. Don't ever leave the game early. And let me tell you why.
Okay.
We were ahead last year,
yeah,
12-2. And I figured, I think it's safe. It's the seventh inning,
right,
or sixth inning. I said, I think it's safe. You know, so I wandered back out to the car. And the next morning I come in here, and there, you know, the score was 16-14 or,
right,
something like that they had come back. And I'm,
right,
I mean, can you imagine that slugfest that goes on?
Oh,
these things?
Yeah.
Everybody likes exciting baseball.
Well, there's something to be said when you see a ball go over the net.
Oh,
and it crosses Cyprus.
Yeah.
I mean, you see some monsters. And this young man coming, his name is Jake Gozo. I mean, that's a great baseball name, Jake Gozo, right? And we also have Armando Rodriguez coming this year, too. So we got some good baseball names coming here. And to see Jake, 6'7", 240, hit one to his capability, you know, the bank building Chase might be getting knocked on its front door or something.
There you go. So, but that's good.
And you can see, I was there when it went into the dark, you know, when it left the ballpark and went into the night, you know.
Yeah, well, that happens with me because of my eyesight anyway. I'm still trying to pick up the pitches sometimes. They're coming through. I'm thinking, okay. And then it sounded a little high to me.
Okay. You're like a lot of our umpires. Yeah.
Oh, some people are harsh to those umpires, but you know what? If you can't be harsh to the umpires,
it's part of the game.
Yeah, it's part of the game. As long as you don't go out there and try to hit him with a baseball bat, I think you're okay.
Don't use foul language, and they can deal with it.
Right.
You know,
that's true. And you don't want to anyway, because it's a family event there.
Yeah, you got kids everywhere.
And you don't hear that. You don't hear a bunch of foul language out there.
I watched a lot of Billy Ball back in the day,
and I didn't even get a chance to talk Billy Ball with you, but I want to.
Okay.
Next time around here.
Sure.
Now, okay. Remember, we're looking for
host families.
And if you need more information, here's the phone number.
227-4443. Real easy.
That's it. 227-4443. Rick, thank you so much.
Thank you all for giving us this opportunity, guys.
There'll be more before the season starts, which is May the 25th.
May 25th.
That's right, a Friday. Okay. Everybody, have a great day tomorrow, Friday, of course. We've got Joe Comente coming in tomorrow, 7:30. And it's going to be a big show tomorrow. We'll be remembering that it's the good guys against the bad guys.